the March 13, 2012 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of February 14, 2012, and they are acceptable. All right, do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's meeting?
Mr. McKeldry, I do have two cases on the agenda that are now in compliance that aren't marked in compliance on the agenda. Case number two is March 7th, 2012 is in compliance, which is GEA Feedback Investments, 229 North Hollywood Avenue, and case number three, GEA Feedback Investments, 231 North Hollywood Avenue, also March 7th, 2012 compliance.
All right. Will those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn? Directly to case one on the agenda, Roy and Janet P. LeSage. Anyone here for the respondent?
Oh, okay. I met your wife. I didn't know.
Yes, she couldn't make it this morning. She had to be in surgery. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Roy J. LeSage. I do.
Compliance is to finish painting the one side of the wall. He works out of town. That's why I didn't recognize him because mm-hmm. I was with his wife. And she said it was up to you to get that side.
It's the last section that I can't do safely myself from the ground because that's the side of the house where it goes up two stories plus. I've got a contractor lined up. I have half of the money put away. We need another 2 weeks to have the rest of the funds, and he's ready to come out and do the work. It's too high physically for me to do the work safely with the equipment I have. So I have a contractor lined up. Like I said, we have about half the funds. We're just waiting for a couple more weeks till we have the rest of the money to pay him, and he'll be out to do the work. Okay, that should be fine.
We return to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Okay.
As soon as you get the work done, make sure you call the inspector so she can go out there and satisfy herself that it's done. Work's completed between the cutoff date. She sticks a notice of compliance on the file, and that's the end of it. So don't forget the inspector.
Okay. I got the same guy that did Bob's property.
That's yeah, that's what my wife told me.
All right. I appreciate your help. Are you done with me then?
Done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. As we just heard, cases number two and three are compliance. Case number four, David Walker.
David Walker. I bring on a contractor, actually two contractors, and plumbing and electrical contractors. None of those panned through. I went to the permit department to try to pull permits myself as ordered, and I was not allowed to do so. Some legal technicality involving not having homestead exemption on the property prevented me from doing that. That has delayed the process. Upon finding that out, I went ahead and began an exhaustive search for general contractor contractors who could come in and pull permits and do the work. I had a promising contractor in the beginning. He was not moving fast enough to meet this deadline. On the 8th, I brought in a Mr. David Jenkins, who he says is well known by the building permit department section. He's on board now, and he's pulling together a team to go ahead and try to get those permits pulled. I spoke with him on the 8th. He said he would need approximately a week to a week and a half to pull his team together to get back with me with cost, and at that point, he would go ahead and pull permits. And I spoke with Mr. Garcia about this and also Mr. Stinson about the matter as well.
Good morning. Mr. Walker gave me a call on March 8th stating that the contractor that he had arranged for on the 6th had pulled out. He was attempting to get another contractor. Mind you, this is the 6th of March. As of 3:12 yesterday, there's a note left on his door. Mr. Walker, I have a 10:30 meeting in Norman. I should be finished up around noon. If you want to call or meet me when you are here, I'll try to stop by. Thanks, David Luddini. I have to assume that this is the first contractor. Unfortunately, the information I got from Mr. Walker and the information that was posted on his property, they conflict. He applied for a permit. It's on hold. My supervisor, Mr. Garcia, was requested to perform a site inspection. He did. He can testify whatever he found on the property. The only change that I see is that the outside storage has now finally been gone, so I closed that case. There's still an outstanding lien on that. Ultimately, in short, there's still no permit obtained. Outside storage being corrected, there's been no change in the property. The city is asking for $150 per day to be kept at $15,000.
Mr. Stinson states there's a conflict. Like I said, I've done an exhaustive search for getting these contractors on board. The original order stated that I should pull permits. I attempted to do so within the time frame I was allotted. I was not allowed to do so by the building permit department. So bringing in a third party, with that delay being I don't have control over a third party. I do have control over what I can and cannot do. However, the delay was pretty much set when I was blocked from obtaining the permits. And as I stated earlier, I do have a reputable contractor on board, David Jenkins of Jenkins Brothers Construction. As of the 8th, he wanted a week to a week and a half to pull his team together and start work on the jobs that need to be done. I believe I've done everything I can do. With being blocked, it has prevented me from concurring with the order of me pulling the permits as stated in the order.
All right. Well, with regard to the portion of the order that requires you obtain permits, you failed to comply with that. I'm going to amend our current order to allow you until April 4, 2012 to pull the permits. That means you have in hand every permit necessary to complete this work by May 2, 2012. I'm not changing the May 2 date. And with regard to the April 4, 2012 date, if you don't have your permits by then a fine in the amount of $100 per day will automatically go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the sum of $15,000 is reached for the properties in compliance. All right. Now, the point here is that by May 2, this needs to be done. I'm giving you a reprieve on the permits, only because I'm more interested in work being done, but at the same time, it isn't going to be done unless the permits are obtained. On April 4, 2012, if you don't have all the necessary permits, this fine of $100 per day will automatically go into effect. And if the house isn't fully in compliance by May 2, 2012, then there will be another fine on top of that. I don't know how much more incentive I can pile up on you. And before you start talking to me, I'm not interested in more excuses. This file's got too much.
I want a clarification on excuse. I didn't come here to make excuses today. I just wanted to state the facts. And what I'm trying to clarify now.
You were told what had to be done, and it's not done. You failed.
Okay, I was blocked. Yeah, right.
You ought to be fined right now. Mm-hmm. Still, the only reason I'm not fining you is I don't want you throwing your hands up in the air, walking away from this property, and then leaving this mess there altogether. That's the only reason I'm not fining you right now.
Okay? I appreciate that.
The objective here is to get those permits and get this property brought into compliance. What you do with the property after you've brought it into compliance is no concern.
I appreciate that. Just want to clarify. The permits have to be pulled through a third party. I just want to make this clarified. I was not able to pull the permits.
Okay. I don't know what permits you need. You'll have to talk to the city about that. They'll tell you that.
I have. I've already gotten a permit number. I just don't have the permits because they would not allow me to obtain the permits. I have a permit number. They were giving me, I was given a number a week ago.
The building department tells me that, they won't tell me anything. The building department comes to the conclusion that you don't have the permits that are required in order to do the work that brings us into compliance, and you're automatically going to be fined. So you asking me these questions, quite frankly, is kind of a waste of time, because they're the ones that you need to get any clarification from as far as what you're going to do.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to state for the record, the permits are going to be pulled through a third party. I know the wording is there that I must pull permits. I just wanted to make it clear that I personally cannot do that. I have to get it through a third party. Yes.
I understand you need contractors, and they were supposed to be on board already, and they were supposed to have already pulled the permits, and that hasn't happened. Okay, so now I'm giving you to April 4th to make that happen, or fines automatically pulled into effect, and I'm expecting this work to be done by May 2, and this property in compliance. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 5, Stamenko and Dusenko. Angela.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector employed with the city. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG0112-13, City of Daytona Beach versus Stamenko and Dusenko Angelov. Property is 503 North Ridgewood Avenue. Parcel ID is 5338-3900-0010. We're here to talk about the violations of weeds, fencing, paint, exterior surfaces, stairs, windows, exterior doors, and junk vehicle. Currently, on the property, I'd like to amend to the April cutoff. The permits were issued on 2/3/12 for the front porch. As you can tell by the photos, there is progress being made on the property. The only thing that I'm dissatisfied with right now is that that red junk vehicle is still there on the property. So we'd like to amend to the April cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I'll amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent April 4, 2012, permit compliance will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Did you want to be heard on Mr. Walker's case?
No, I think it's probably just a waste of time to be heard.
I just didn't want you thinking you had to wait to the end of the meeting to speak.
No, thank you.
Okay. Case number 6, ADJ and SRJ Investments Incorporated. Anyone for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
My name is John Stinson. I'm Code Enforcement Inspector employed with the city. My qualifications are on record. This is case number SMG 1011108, City of Daytona Beach versus Ali Darren Drafuti / ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC. Properties at 215 Kingston. Parcel ID is 5338010800012. We are here for the imposition of a fine on this property for the violations of exterior doors, windows, screens, peeling paint, and exterior surfaces. He did have a permit that was issued on 1/10/12. There was an inspection for 2/13. It was canceled by the property owner with no rescheduling. The city is asking for a $200 day fine capped at $20,000.
You hear on Mr. Jafferty?
Yes, sir. He's on his way. He's got the traffic.
Let's see. Yes, sir. We'll come back to this one.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of Jaffertys.
Well, we can go to case number, the new cases, actually. Yeah, new cases. Well, I mean, outside of the new cases, all the other new ones are for Mr. Jafferty. So we can, I mean, if it's okay with everybody, we can start with the new case at number 13.
O'Neill Family, WNHLP. I don't see anybody for the respondent. Not seeing anyone for the respondent. What's the city?
This property is in non-compliance. the scope of permits were exceeded. As you can tell by the pictures, the permit was for a simple restoration, and it's just short of new construction. So, and it's right there on Mason Avenue, so it's one of the major thoroughfares of the city, and everybody sees it and calls. The person actually working on this property has actually been here before on a different property. However, this one here is all new. Unfortunately, we're seeing materials going back and forth. No, it's not. This is his idea of restoration. The owner or the person working on the property? The person working on the property is Mr. John Birch. The O'Neills from Puerto Rico, yes.
And what is compliance going to consist of?
Honestly, there will have to be the new submission of all new permits. And obviously the work being done. Unfortunately, this is actually three cases that have been steamrolled. It was stop work order, permits obtained, stop work order, permits obtained. Finally, the scope of the permit was exceeded, and the building official said, no, revoke it. They're going to have to resubmit everything from the beginning.
How long should it take to obtain whatever permits will be required?
I believe they can obtain permits by the next cutoff. Yes, sir.
All right. Then I find the respondent to be, based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. We order the respondent to commit compliance by April 4, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per year here back. Case number 14, Heritage Bank of North Florida. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing anyone for the respondent. What say the city?
Has compliance today.
313. Case number 15, ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC. Is this another Jafferty case?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's all that's left.
That's the remaining.
That's all that's left.
Well, since he owns the rest of the docket, it's kind of a quiet day. Sure you don't want to be heard from?
No, I appreciate your efforts so far.
Inertia.
You know what I believe
Are you the man, Mr. Jacoby, is going to ask how much time it's going to take to come into compliance on these cases that are new to the agenda?
I just don't know the new cases. I'm familiar with what's going on in Kingston.
So our clock couldn't withstand the time?
I guess. If even still, it would be waiting so long.
That's right.
No.
We're looking through for it. It's just that one size.
Just the came across the Bobby Bridge. That's
tough.
And I think the entire thing got to be police forces out there.
Yeah,
there. Is that a police force?
Thank you.
What did you want to be heard from? What are we going to do with all those car dealerships now?
I'll work it on that.
What are the possible prospects for the property? Are you looking one time into somehow getting it to the point where the college might be interested in it?
They are there, but they don't want them back. They don't want somebody to build it.
You would think that whole entertainment center would have been enough.
Well, that's if we're in a hotel. They're going to make some money. Still sitting there making all the day.
I think it's a perfect spot for a bunch of nice dorms. Yeah. Bring some life to Main Street. Main Street Circus, show a few signs of life. Yeah. I was down there on a couple Saturday nights ago. There were a bunch of people there at that New Mexican restaurant. Few people walking around the street, and then I guess it was the night they had a movie in the park. I was stunned.
Yeah,
I was packed.
You were packed.
No. You were Ricky Liberty.
No, I hadn't even got started.
What? Mr. Jafruti.
Is he saying Daytime TV Columbia?
Darren Jafruti, 457 China Hill Court, Apopka, Florida, 32712.
Brian Bowers, 215 Kingston Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114.
You can raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. Jafruti, our first case is case number 6, ADJ and SRJ Investments Incorporated, property located at 215 Kingston Avenue. And this matter is here for the imposition of a fine because it was supposed to be in compliance by February 8th. And then, as I recall, we continued position fine from the February meeting to this meeting. And that having been said, let's now turn it to our inspector and ask what's the status of compliance. What does the city have to say?
Good morning. My name is John Stenson, code enforcement inspector, employed with the city. My qualifications are on file. This is case number SMG 10-11-108, City of Daytona Beach versus Ali Darren Jafruti / ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC. Parcel number is 533-801-080012. Violations that we're talking about on this particular case are windows, doors, peeling paint, and exterior surfaces. As you can tell by all the photos, these violations are still active. There's also an additional very large case on the property. For this particular case, we'd like to impose fine, $200 per day, to be capped at $20,000. He did obtain permits on 1-10-12. There was to be an inspection on 2-13. It was canceled. I have no other explanation.
Okay, what's in
Mr. Jafruti? Well, we've had a series of setbacks, and the setbacks consist of people vandalizing the property, okay? We do have police reports. They are in jail, several of them. Brian can tell you that because he kind of lives on site, all right? And when the contractor got all the stuff in compliance, the exterior violations, and they went through, and somebody basically took concrete blocks, kick down doors, and so forth. They are in jail, had the police reports, and so forth. What we did on Friday, okay, because we wanted to wait to the last second to get through this. It seemed like every time we got close to getting the property inspected, they were intentionally doing this. They broke into units. They smashed out windows. They threw blocks through it and so forth, okay? We called in for an inspection on Friday, all right? It was scheduled for yesterday, on Monday. My contractor talked to Suzanne, okay? We were going to try to do it this morning, but because there was overflow, okay, that it got kicked back on the inspection. The property does not look like that now. The stucco has all been fixed. The windows have been fixed. The doors have been fixed. From what I understand, they're going to move the inspection till tomorrow. We tried to get it on Monday. I was on the phone as I was driving over here. We were going to try to get it scheduled for today. My contractor, Riverside Construction, talked to Suzanne this morning, and she said because of overflow, it got kicked back until tomorrow. But I can show you the police reports. Brian actually witnessed what occurred, okay? I can even show you.
Okay, you don't have to tell me all this stuff.
Yes. It's ready for inspection. And so we kept trying to wait to the last second because we didn't want any more damage. It seemed like every time we got to that point, it's probably cost me triple as than what it should have cost. We got the problems are in jail. Let's put it that way. And if you want to see, I can show you where we have to appear for the state attorney's office where these individuals are being prosecuted and so forth. And we've been trying to vacate the premises. As far as Colleen Miles and so forth, we came up with plans. We're going to cut the units down. So what we're really doing is we're doing a partial inspection to get the three issues that were in the exterior violations, okay? And then we're getting tenants out, all right? And we're cutting the number of units down from 15 to 6 to make us in compliance with the licensing issue.
Mr. Inspector, I've got a lot of security cases here. The first one, of course, we just addressed.
It's a different property. It's a different property.
Mm-hmm. Cases number 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Are those going to be similar situations each, or is every one of them going to be unique?
Similar each.
Pardon?
They're similar. They're all similar.
With regard to new cases, 15, 16, 17, are they going to be similar in the sense that they're here for the first time? There's going to be similar work to be done at all of them and collectively?
That's correct. Just to clear up.
I'm trying to get a global overview of what I'm confronted with here. I start trying to peg in completion dates.
Okay.
One job.
Okay. Well, case number 6 was active long before any of the other cases. Yeah. We can roll them up into one if you like.
No, that's not my intent. My intent is to try to get. I don't want to tell Mr. Trapruti to get 19 things done on all the same day.
Are we talking about Kingston still?
No, I'm talking.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't want to tell Mr. Trapruti to give 19 things to all get done in one day.
Mm hmm.
I should realistically stagger them out.
I understand. However, we just like to make you aware of the time frame on these projects. It's been going on for quite a long time.
Okay. Since Mr. Jabruti is testifying to some extenuating circumstances by way of people interfering with the business as well as some scheduling conflicts, I'm going to go ahead and. What's today's date?
13th.
I'm going going to go ahead and give you until March 27th to come into compliance on case number 6, or automatically be fined the sum of $100 per day, continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the fine reaches the sum of $20,000, whichever occurs first. So since you're telling me it's in compliance, since you're telling me you're past that trouble keeping it in compliance, schedule your inspection as soon as possible. I'm giving you 2 weeks, basically, to get your inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? And I want this done because I can see more stuff coming down the pipe,
mm-hmm.
which we're going to have to start talking about here. So I want this done and behind us.
I agree with you.
All right.
I just want to make
on case number 6.
I just want to clarify something. That's all the things that you cited for me on John on Kingston, correct?
Case number 6.
Okay.
Windows, doors, ceiling, paint, exterior surface.
Okay. Is there any additional? Because I know you cited me on additional stuff. You want?
Please stand by. Please stand
okay.
by. We'll get to the rest.
All right. So that's what you're talking about next. Okay.
Right now we're just talking about 215 Kingston.
Correct.
Uh huh. Other things
okay.
discussed.
Okay. All right.
Soon all
I'm just
problems.
Trying to keep it all orderly. That's been one of my problems.
Yes.
I'm dealing with chaos. Okay.
All right. Case number 7. Mr. Allie Darren Jacruti. We are now talking 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 117. No demolition permit. Matters here for the imposition of a fine. Been pending since January. Okay. All right. Let me hear from our inspector first. Still no demolition permit?
No, sir.
Mr. Jabruti, why don't we have our demolition permit?
Basically, I don't have any good reason except for the fact that, I've lived in courtrooms over a different matter. Okay. My contractor was going to come over here and try to address some of these other issues. And we're going to take care of them all at once.
When is it taking this demolition permit?
I think all I have to do is go down and pay the double fine.
Today.
And go down there.
A couple hours.
Yeah. I'm going to have it right afterwards.
And Mr. Jacruti is going to amend our current order of compliance to allow Mr. Jacruti 2 days to come into compliance for a fine in the amount of $100 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance. $100 per day. All right, so we're going to take care of that one. Sounds like that one went to the top of the list. All we'll do is go downstairs.
I'm going to go downstairs.
Is that what I just heard?
Yeah, yes, I'm going to go downstairs right after this.
Okay, all right, see, we're making progress.
I'm trying to, but it's tough. Yeah. All right.
What is the maximum fine amount for this trailer?
Trailer. $20,000.
Or until the amount of the fine reaches $20,000, whichever occurs first. Is 2 days too short a time for you? What's
probably
the minimum?
Probably he gets a written notice, but he's here, so I don't believe there's a due process problem.
Yeah, I don't know. A due process problem.
No. Okay, good. All right, we're going to get that demolition permit. Okay, case number 8, Allie Darren Jacruti. Now we're talking 105 Allison Lane. Imposed fine if safety issues not correct. Compliance set for 5-2-2012. Are safety issues not correct?
Mr. Kelsey, per the fire inspector, John, I have another meeting be unable to attend if special magistrate asks. Mr. Jafruti has corrected all life safety issues that was asked of him at the trailer park property.
So then we're in compliance with that portion?
With the fire portion, correct.
Okay.
Meaning smoke detectors, fire extinguishers.
Alright, so then with regard to number 8 as to the life safety issue, the respondent is currently in compliance. So there will be no imposition of fine. Case number 9, Allie Darren Jabruti, 110 Hayden Lane, imposition of a fine. All right, Mr. Inspector, what's the status of compliance for 110 Hayden Lane?
Mr. Pekelja, if it would save any everybody a little bit more time. Cases number 9, 10, 11, and 12. I have had no contact with Mr. Jafruti asking for a reinspection of any of these properties. We're asking for $100 per day, per case, to be kept at $20,000. Per case.
Back up. 110 Tate Point. Has there been any work done?
Not to my knowledge, sir. And I have not been contacted for reinspection.
Mr. Jafruti, has any work been done on 110 Tate Point?
Well, I looked at the order of non-compliance, okay? Let's go. Let me find it. And this was causing, you might have noticed, I was kind of confused last time, all right? When the orders came out, okay, and I'm not saying on all of them, all right, there was attached to these exhibits, okay, that were not previously discussed last time. It was like, I tried to clarify it with John. We went back on an older thing. If you look at the orders of non-compliance, on some of these, you'll see where there were exhibits attached, okay, dealing with the health department, okay, building inspectors violate exhibit 1, exhibit 2, exhibit 3. There's been some confusion, okay? Despite all that, as far as the health department, the fire department, and so forth, those have all been completed. I don't know why they're in these orders, okay?
What's in these orders?
The language was merged from the notice of violation into the order. There was no action exhibit attached to the orders. The exhibits were attached to the notice of the violation.
We're all working off the same list.
If I can approach, I'll show you what I feel happened.
Sure.
Okay. We were working. I was notified of the notice of hearing. Okay. On these violations right here. Which contain, show you a whole series of exhibit 1, exhibit 2, okay. These are not brought up, these are all, if you look at them, SMG cases, okay. Hearing, that's why you might see me kind of confused last time, okay? I was noticed these, okay? Here, let me show you something else, okay? Then what happened? I think when we went forward with the case, okay, what we actually went forward with
was the violations that were expressed and given to me in December, alright? Which are cases, okay? Then when the orders came out, the orders had SMG on them, and I imagine one's code enforcement, one special magistrate, alright? And they referred to, the orders came out, they referred to exhibits, okay?
Which is creating confusion, and that's where I was confused last time. I never got a notice of hearing on the SMG cases. And then when the orders came out, they referred to the SMG cases, even though we relied upon on a set of violations in December. On those, despite the fact that we didn't discuss any exhibits, okay, to that, in reference to the state and other matters, those were corrected. Have I corrected everything on the existing ones? No. I found out that it became a little more complicated. For instance, 30 days, I believe there was a dumpster issue of putting a fence around. So I found out that it became a lot more complicated when I went to my contractor. My contractor's from out of town, okay? And, you know, to pull the permits and so forth, that there was not enough time. You understand? We discussed one set of cases, okay? When the orders came out, it was almost like a swap back and forth. And I even have, I can find this second for you. I asked
through a series of emails, because I was very confused that day as to why I was put on notice on SMG cases, okay, but we actually heard CE cases from December, okay? I don't know if you noticed last time, but I was very confused, and it's kind of one of the flow, all right? For the December violations that we went on, okay, there was never a notice of hearing, all right? When the orders came out, in the December cases, do not say anything about exhibits, okay? When the orders came out, okay, they referred to exhibits again. Despite that, the exhibits dealt with state, the fire department, and so forth. Despite that, I did that, did get done, even though it was pure confusion. All right. Not all of it is complete. I would agree with John. You know what? I needed more than 30 days. I was thoroughly confused last time. Tried to clarify that afterwards with John. I was confused when we got up here. And I had a series of emails. We went off December CE cases when we were up here. And then I got cited with SMG cases that also contained exhibits. Yes.
Case number 9, 110 Tatum Lane. How much of this work is done?
110 Tatum Lane.
Here you go. Here's an agenda for you.
They're itemized.
Case number 9, 110 Tatum Lane.
I would say everything on there except for exterior walls and awnings. We need to pull permits for all that. The electrical system hazard. The smoke alarms are done. It refers to the exhibits. The exhibits are done. Okay.
Where do you see something about?
I see them in the orders. Unless I'm totally confused, I no longer know what I'm doing.
And just
really.
About it.
Okay.
Tell me how much work is left to be done in 110
I would right off the top, I would say, with the exception of the fire department, state stuff, and so forth, that work still needs to be done.
So everything except the smoke alarms?
Smoke alarms, yep, and everything that's attached onto as exhibits, okay? The exhibits have been done with the health department, and so forth. It's just become very confusing, and
okay,
I will not.
I know. All right, let me just kind of scan ahead for a moment.
Okay.
Has any of the work been done on trailer number 113, which is the next case? I guess what I'm wanting to know, trailer 113, how much of that work's been done?
I'm just looking at the trailer 113 right now. Should we done?
Extend.
Number 10. Once again, as far as the exhibits, they're done. Okay. Smoke alarms are done. I believe the metal awnings are done. The infestation issues, I did have somebody come through the park. Okay. And treat it. I got all the documentation for that. I would say plumbing, electrical, still have to be done. There was work done to, you know, but I would say definitely the plumbing and the electrical still need to be done. I'd imagine John wants me to pull permits for this. Correct? I got myself in over my head.
Okay. So much for any global resolution. All right, let's go back to number 9, 110 Maple Lane. You have budget basis. Mr. Inspector, do you have any idea how much time it would take to bring the property into compliance?
Mr. Fikelja, I would say the next cutoff for all of these cases, but before we even go that far, every notice of violation stated that a licensed contractor will obtain all required permits and perform all repairs. He has not obtained any permits for any of the work on the trailer park property. So any work that he says has been completed without the benefit of a permit or an inspection.
Mr. Jafruti, how much time should it take to do the work that remains to be done at 110 to take the money?
Well, what I'd like to do, okay, is there's other cases, and if you recollect, okay, I started asking for 90 days, so I was very confused. All right, I need the contractors to come in there, pull all the permits at once, okay? I would ask if they're consistent with what I have going on in the other cases.
It doesn't make any sense for me to pull. I don't think there was anything more special about these other ones when I resolved the life safety issues as far as, you know, smoke alarms and stuff like that that do not require, well, even if they do require a permit, I had a fire
company. Mr. Inspector, how much time would you estimate it would take for Mr. Jabruti to bring cases 9, 10, 11, and 12 into compliance?
The next cutoff.
We assume they are similar deficiencies that all need to be attended to, and anyway, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
12 already has a compliance date of May 2nd. It was just brought back for the life safety issues.
I'm 10 and 11.
The next cutoff.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jabruti, cases 9, 10, and 11. How long do you think it would take to bring them into compliance? I'm turning this kaleidoscope looking for some clarity.
Well, what I'm saying is this. We almost have cases. Again, we have a whole set of other trailers,
can
right?
Can you focus on 9, 10, 11 for me, please?
Which is specifically 9, 10, and 11?
Case number 9, case number 10, and case number 11.
I would like 60 days, and that would be consistent with all the other trailers, and I can get my contractor in there, the electrical contractor in there, and resolve it all at one time, as opposed to going to these specific trailers.
Enlightenment. The other cases you keep alluding to, what are you talking about?
Oh, there was a whole series of cases brought up last time.
You already have an order requiring you to come into compliance on a number of
On the other cases, yeah, there was.
When are you supposed to be in compliance on those?
Those were within 90 days of the other ones. Okay, with the other one we were here last time. I got a list of what we did on each one.
So you're telling me 60 days dovetails into the 90 days you got for the other cases?
Correct. And that allowed me the electrical, the plumbing, and everything consistently go with it, as opposed to pushing these, and then coming back and say, hey, I can get it done within 30 days. It just seems like more sense, okay, that I could get this done in an orderly process, have the licensed electrician come in, have the plumber come in.
Is presently occupied?
Huh?
Present.
Yes, and I satisfied the life safety issues, and that's what we went through last time. We did go through that extensively last time.
I believe there were two trailers that you may have pulled that were unable to be occupied due to
yes.
The condition that you stipulated.
I would not occupy them. But honestly, they're going to require a plan. I would imagine they're going to require plans and everything else. It's going to, you know, get plans, the drafted contractors in and so forth. It takes more than 30 days. When we started that last year, I was thoroughly confused. And I don't know what you have and what you don't have. I started asking for 90 days when I kind of caught on to what was occurring.
Thank you.
various cases. I think you don't quite have to deal with one of the cases.
Mr. Hunter.
Riverside Construction out of Melbourne.
Already online to deal with the other cases?
He's supposed to be here. He's trying to get here today. Go through it all, sit down, discuss the funds. Done a lot of work for me. I'm probably going to be an electrician in from Tampa. Try to streamline things. I should have pulled it together. I do have a draftsman, which I use in Kingston, that also works with my contractor. Just try to get it done. It just doesn't make sense for me to jump back and forth and drag people in from other cities and so forth and try and get this done.
Is the work that's required for these three cases similar to work that's being that he has to do on those other cases that are going to be due in May? Or is there something? I guess what I'm trying to understand is why are these cases here as opposed to with the others? If there's any rhyme or reason.
Well, to sum it up, Mr. Felder, we have two different properties. The Kingston property are three different structures that are being reduced from 15 down to 6. There's a multitude of violations on that property. The 10 Allison Lane, a.k.a. 646 North B Street, is a trailer park. The trailers have completely different requirements, rules, and regulations than the actual solid structures at 215. Mr. DeFrutti has been advised specifically on all the violations that need to be corrected on both properties. The difference between SMG and the CE is administrative at best. Okay.
Please don't.
All right.
Before I guess I'm still struggling to understand this. With regard to the new cases, why are the new cases separate and apart from the first batch we dealt with, and then this would appear to be the second batch we dealt with? Is there something, what's unique about them?
The new cases are, obviously, the new cases, they've never been here before. The Allison cases are returning after the first hearing.
Well, I understand that, but it looks like the new cases are the green building, the beige building, the burgundy building.
Correct.
So are these like regular apartment structures that we're talking about?
They're old military barracks buildings, three structures, 15 units total. He's been directed by zoning and the building department to reduce the occupancy of the entire property down to 6, which would pretty much make 3 per, or 2 per.
Let's see, I have the plans.
So the first batch we dealt with trailers with a different parcel.
Yes, sir.
Now we're dealing with trailers with a different parcel.
The first battery of cases were for the trailer park, which was not heard today. It was heard previously. Today, the trailers were on here the second time. That's why it says imposition of a fine. The Kingston properties are here for the very first time.
I agree with you on that. You know what? We did, even though we're doing the conversion, we kind of did what we needed. Most part will be satisfied.
But as I understand what you're telling me, the contractor that you hired is the man that's going to be doing the work on all these parcels.
Correct. You call it. The first set,
his new set of stuff, okay, is almost complete, even though it's almost a waste.
Is he on site working now?
He's not here today.
Is he on site? Okay.
He has his guys. He pulls the permits, okay. But what I'm saying is even a lot of the stuff that John cited for me before.
Stop for a second. Okay, have you penned in a date when he's supposed to be here to do nothing but get your place in shape?
Well, a lot of the violations that we look at.
Yes or no question?
Yes, I was going to say to you, despite the fact that it's almost.
The only thing that you've said that I've heard so far makes any sense. And that would might incline me to contradict what the city wants to do is the practicality of having a contractor who's going to be doing all of this come in one fell swoop and take care of it,
as opposed to putting you to the task of mobilizing this guy one, two, or three times. That is the only thing that you've said that makes any sense.
That's
so focus on that. Now the question is, have you got this contractor already penciled in for a certain period of time when he's to come down and work exclusively on your property?
Yes. That's what we're trying to coordinate.
Yes?
Yes, he's going to. Yes, I'm going to coordinate that, and that's what I'm saying. The Kingston violations that I'm not in compliance with today, okay, have been completed. The violation, new violations, okay, that he's bringing before the board, okay, a lot of that has been taken care of. There was smoke alarm issues, fire issues, okay. Some of them were just simply filling in cracks, all right, just caulking and stuff like that. That I don't believe require a permit.
You're suggesting you ought to be able to have all these into compliance by April 4th. Quite frankly, I consider that pretty ambitious, but all I'm looking at is a bunch of paper. So I don't know.
But
maybe it can be done in 2 or 3 days for all I know.
And here,
I'm not getting any clarity from you as far as what you and your contractor's plans are.
See, we got to go back a little, okay? I'm being asked to reduce the number of units also, too. So this is all becoming kind of a chop job. I'm doing work, okay? I satisfy the life safety issues with the fire department. I'm doing work to reduce the number of units as I'm removing...
Are those new cases?
Right. Yes.
I really need to talk about those right now.
Okay, and what
you're not already in trouble on those cases.
I understand that.
Being late, coming
correct, I understand that. Even though most of it is in compliance.
Right, so let's forget the new cases. You're telling me I should consider dovetailing this work into the 90 days you previously got, of which 60 days remains. And I'm trying to understand why I should do that as opposed to finding you now. And the only thing that you've said, I'll start talking about it. The only thing that you've said that makes any sense to me is I've got a contractor, he is going to come here, he's going to go through, he's going to take care of the problems on that parcel, he's going to take care of the problems on that parcel. And it makes more sense for me to take care of all of that in one fell swoop than it does to pay the added expense of mobilizing him multiple times to come here to do that work. That's the only thing that you said that makes
correct.
Sense.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Now my question is, when do you plan on having your contractor here to take care of all of these matters?
He's on it right now. I'm getting the information and so forth. We're going to have draftsmen and so forth. I mean, it's not that easy. And then when you're going to pull electrical guys in and so forth, we're pulling that together.
So all you got
Kingston's
a
total
nebulous goo.
It's not true.
To my question as to when your contractor is going to be mobilized to start this work.
My contractor's already mobilized, and he's already started the work. Okay, and he's completed the work. As to the exterior violations on Kingston, they are complete. They're ready for inspection. He called in on Friday. It's just been a matter of scheduling. He said we got kicked off. We tried to get it Monday so we could say, hey, we were done. Okay.
All right, let's go. Case number 9.
And it's like case number 1, they're all similar in nature. It's quite expensive to be pulling contractors in and out and electricians in and out when the nature of the work is the same.
Alright, I'm going to order that the cases 9, 10, and 11. In each of those cases, responding to be in compliance by May 2, 2012. Failing that, for each of those properties, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will automatically go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the properties are in compliance or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $20,000, whichever occurs first. Those are cases 9, 10, and 11. Same ruling. Okay. Case number 12. Did we have our smoke detectors installed by February 21st?
Everything, according to the fire department, is completed. I think John may even express that. I don't know.
To my knowledge, the only correction that has been made is smoke alarms.
Is that all that was required to be done?
No, sir. Are we talking about case number 12?
By today.
Oh, by today, yes, just the smoke alarms.
All right, so he's in compliance as far as the interim portion of the order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and with regard to Mr. Kruby's obligation to provide the smoke detectors by February 21, 2012, as to that portion of the order, I find the respondent to be in compliance. All right, trudging along, we now move down to case number 15, ADJ and SRJ Investments, LLC. Mr. Jacruti, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in this notice of violation?
Case number 15. Here you go, right there.
Broken inoperative windows have been fixed, the missing inoperative screens have been fixed, locked the exterior doors have been fixed. Infestation issues have been fixed, smoke detectors have been fixed, premise identification has been fixed, and I would agree with as far as the remainder. Especially the occupational license to be done to work before then back to CTS.
Now, the question was, do you agree these violations existed or occurred?
They existed.
So then the answer to that would have been yes?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time do you need to comply?
The next cutoff. Mr. Pekelja, before we go any further, again, I have to remind everybody that he was advised to obtain a licensed contractor and permits. He's repeatedly stated that this work and that work and the other work is done.
And I can only assume when he calls for his inspection and you are convinced that he has not had work done by contractors like he was supposed to, and he will fail his inspection, which in turn will trigger the fine that will be imposed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All you need to do is remind me, come imposition of fine time, that if the man's going to sit there and write that he's in compliance, and you're going to sit there and say he's not in compliance because he didn't have the work done by the professionals that we told him to have it done by, then I'll tell him you're not in compliance. And then we talk about imposition of the fine.
Yes, sir.
You've told him 1,000 times. To screw up and do it differently, he does so at his peril. Now, the question is, how much time to come into compliance? He says the next cutoff. Mr. Jacruti, the inspector says you ought to be able to come to compliance in this case by the next cutoff, which is April 4th. What do you say?
I'm just going to want in the same situation where it takes more than 30 days to fill permits and so forth, but I'm going to need at least 60 days. Even though I feel like I'm going to be done before that. It becomes, once again, a scheduling thing.
This gentleman's trying to talk to you. Perhaps you should talk to him.
Yeah, and I already have a permit. Yeah, I was looking for you to say we do have a permit. But we have a permit for the exterior violations.
So how much time do you need to come to compliance?
I would like 60 days. I will have compliance with the exterior violations. Hopefully, I will
since we have life safety issues with them, if I consider that, then we're going to have a bifurcated order. So I'll go ahead and order that the respondent resolve all the life safety issues, which I understand to be smoke alarms or smoke detectors, by April 4, 2012, and come into compliance by May 2, 2012. Failing to come into compliance on either of those, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 16, ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC, 215 Kingston Avenue, Pageville, Unit 6 through 10. Mr. Jabruti, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent to be non-compliant. Mr. Inspector, how much time do you need to comply?
The next cutoff.
Okay. Mr. Jabruti, what say you to the next cutoff?
I would say it's remained consistent with the previous order. 60 days.
Yeah, you have one all of a day of reckoning in 60 days.
Huh?
You have one heck of a day of reckoning in 60 days.
All right. All of them must be 90.
Nope. All right, then, as previously ordered, with regard to life safety issues, including the smoke detectors, you're to be in compliance by April 4, 2012. With regard to the remainder of the items, you're to be in compliance by May 2, 2012. Failing to come into compliance on those items, we will return to the special magistrate for consideration of the
finding of not
if you're just repeating, you're saying order for these three cases.
Well, put it back up. I'm responding to being not compliance. And continuing on with our order, failing to come into compliance with those items, either of those items, will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 17, ADJ and SRJ Investments LLC, 215 Kingston Avenue, Burgundy Buildings, Units 11 through 15. Mr. Jabruti, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time to come into compliance?
The next cutoff.
Okay, Mr. Rudy, how much time are you going to require to commit to compliance?
Oh, that's so we don't remain consistent.
Issues and May 2nd, if I'm going to get done, I won't.
Coming to compliance with the life safety issues, specifically including the smoke detectors by April 4, 2012, and that he is coming to compliance on the balance of the items, and this notice of violation by May 2, 2012, failing to come to compliance on those items for those dates. The respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, Mr. Jabruti.
Sorry, I believe we also have at least one of them need to be occupational license. I don't know how that works at all. I mean, cited with all three cases, but I don't know if three separate licenses or if it would be one for the just tack it on to one of these cases. You know what I mean?
It would be one license for the property. For the property of 215.
With regard to each of those cases, I guess you will add that by May 2, 2012, he is also required to obtain his occupational license or be returned to the special magistrate for the imposition of the administrative fine.
Can I comment on that? I'm not going to be able to get that done by that time. Not when I have to.
What?
To get the occupational license. That's what I'm saying. And a lot of this contradicts each other because I'm making repairs that are not necessary. I'm making repairs that are almost unnecessary to vacant units, okay, that are going to be opened up anyway. And then we're going to go through a whole other process for removing kitchens and stuff like that. So it's almost a contradiction. That's what I was trying to explain before. Let me show you the plans.
Vacating these, and I have been, okay? I'm not even accepting rents. I've given them all 15-day notices to terminate and so forth, and I'm getting them out of there. I'm going to be doing work, okay, to come into compliance.
compliance, that it is really going to be irrelevant, okay, in the long run, because I have to open up units, okay, and then the kitchens have to be removed. One of the kitchens are going to have to be removed. There's 5 units per building, okay?
I'm assuming that we need an occupation license for 5 units.
Correct, but what I'm saying is this.
I'm
going to have more construction done, okay, on that. Understand.
Okay? So as it stands right now, the order stands. I'm not going to go back and start fly specking each order as far as
correct.
Every little nuance that's going to come into place.
Mm-hmm.
You get the work done, and if there's work that you should have had done that you didn't get done, you're going to get fined for it. If there's work that you can explain to me or some order that was an impossibility because of whatever, I'll hear you out.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we're mounting this offensive right now, and hopefully in 60 days, we'll have 100% of it taken care of. Hope springs eternal.
Thank you.
All right, do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate, Ms.